When I was younger, I used to write melodies. Oh, I'd write melodies in half an hour. I wrote Whisper Not in 20 minutes. But now, it means more to me.
Now that he's a senior citizen, the saxophonist, composer, and arranger, Benny Golson, might spend a month getting a four-minute song just right.
You're not trying to write a hit, as it were. You're trying to write something of consequence, something that's going to be noteworthy, and something, intuitively, Steve, that's going to last past your time.
Benny Golson has come a long way from his childhood in Philadelphia. He was a teenager when his mother bought him a saxophone, the instrument that would take him to New York and beyond. He played with and composed for a half century of jazz stars. Now he's enjoying a burst of recognition in his 75th year. You can hear Golson's music and see his face on screen in the Steven Spielberg movie The Terminal. The film, set in an airport, inspired Golson to write a song called Terminal One.
Usually the drums accompany the music, but in this case I decided to let the music accompany the drums.
Let's just listen. I want to learn here. Let's listen to a little bit of that for a minute.
Terminal One sort of reflects what terminals are all about, and musically I tried to portray that. But the drums being the voice of the people, you know. What do you mean I have to pay for my kid? What? I missed my plane. Why do I have to wait so long? Where's the men's room? You know.
Benny Golson's latest release is illustrated with a portrait of the artist as an elder statesman. He wears a gold jacket with a handkerchief poking out of his vest pocket. He wears a dapper mustache and a black beret. He's holding a saxophone that he uses to play a solo on a re-recording of one of his best-known tunes, Killer Joe.
Killer Joe is not a person, but he's the embodiment of all men who do not like to work and engage women to do services for him, after which they bring the money to him.
He's a pimp is what he is.
There you go. I didn't want to say it, but that's it. And I've seen him in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York.
May I play the introduction to the original recording of Killer Joe from, I believe, 1960? You introduced that song with a description.
That was a mistake. Oh, it's terrible. The words were all right, but my voice was definitely wrong.
Can you stand it? I'd like to play it. Is it okay?
Okay. I haven't heard it in years.
This is Benny Golson. It's at the head of his composition, Killer Joe, as it was originally recorded, and he'll speak before we hear it.
We'd like you to meet a friend of ours who goes by the name of Killer Joe. Picture a so-called hippie or hip cat standing on a corner in a neatly pressed, double-breasted, form-fitting pinstripe suit, a pair of pointed-toed shoes with bold white stitches around the soles, a black shirt, long white tie, a black pencil mustache, and of course a very wide-brimmed black felt hat. Killer Joe.
Isn't that something?
I love it. The saxophonist Benny Golson wrote that song not long after he posed for a famous photograph. In 1957, dozens of musicians gathered in front of a New York City brownstone. The resulting photo, called A Great Day in Harlem, includes many artists who played with Golson or covered his songs, like Art Blakey or Charles Mingus. Dizzy Gillespie stands off to the side, sticking out his tongue. Benny Golson is standing in the back row. He looks serious, wearing glasses and a tie. He stands next to a man who would become his longtime collaborator, the trumpeter Art Farmer.
And we had done a few things together, not significant things together. But I always loved the way he played, and he liked the way I played. That's why we happened to get the jazz step together.
When you think about this man who was a friend but not yet a colleague, you think about the two of you standing there. Is there a song that comes to mind?
The song I think about is a song written about another trumpet player I remember, Clifford. Because he played, I remember, Clifford like no other trumpet player. No, I knew all the great trumpet players, but nobody could touch this man on a ballad. Nobody.
Boy, you talk about a haunting melody.
Yeah, this guy was haunting too. He himself was haunting.
Well, this is a case where you had composed the song and Art Farmer was the man who made the melody real.
Somebody once said to me, how can a musician prove his mettle? By how fast he plays? And I said, no, by how slow he plays. Dizzy Gillespie said, slow it down, slow enough to eat a sandwich in between each beat, and you'll find out where everybody is. There's no room to hide on a ballad.
Benny Golson's collaborations with Art Farmer have just been re-released. Golson's latest solo recording is called Terminal One. I'm just hung up on the fact that you said you wanted to write something noteworthy. I'm sorry, I'm stuck there. But anyway, it's a joke. Don't mind me.
No. I'll laugh with you.
Thank you very much. It's very kind. It's very kind of you to laugh. Thank you very much.
I never thought of it like that. Now I'll never forget it, thanks to you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.